2008年12月19日，神韵的三个艺术团在费城、亚特兰大和佛罗里达的劳德代尔堡同时演出，拉开了神韵艺术团2009年全球巡演的帷幕。继2008年全球巡回演出200余场后，今年预计神韵艺术团将巡演300场，80万现场观众将有幸恭逢其盛。
Stars, you know, one star, two star, three star, four star, five star. I would give this production 5 stars. That's the top.
This one here is one of the best that I've ever seen in my life, in my 68 years.
It's mind blowing. I have never seen anything like that before. I have been to many shows, many programs, but this is the best one.
神韵自2006年在纽约百老汇首演后即一鸣惊人，演出规模逐年扩大，不仅是在北美，在法国、德国、奥地利、意大利等这些西方经典艺术家辈出的欧洲国家，在日本、韩国、台湾等深受中华文化影响的亚洲国家和地区，在澳大利亚和新西兰等地，神韵的演出超越了人种、语言、信仰、文化背景和社会阶层的差异，都获得了空前的成功。神韵演出的传播速度之快，波及之深广，有如神迹。其神奇魅力何在？又为何引起观众如此深刻的共鸣呢？神韵以中国古典舞为主要表现形式，中国古典舞简称中国舞，发源于上古时代，历时数千年流传和提炼，形成了独特的身韵、身法与高难度的技巧，与西方的芭蕾舞迥然相异。戏剧、杂技、艺术体操的技巧动作和优美造型都发源于中国古典舞。中国古典舞由于其体系庞大、动作丰富，辅之以演员的表情、呼吸等，可以刻画非常细腻的感情，表述复杂的故事，展现出中华五千年文化的博大精深。
I've never seen this type of dancing before, with the gymnastics, it's phenomenal.The men, the women, I'm just blown away by the many tricks that they can do.
As a previous dancer, I appreciate everything that I saw this evening because I know they work very, very hard to be so perfect in what they do.
Oh, incredible how graceful and how skillful all of those dancers were. As I said, when the women, you know, the women in the show, you could really...You could sense flowers blowing in the breeze, or when the young men danced, it would, you know, like the Tibetan dances, you could really see snowflakes.
It takes a lot of effort to get a group of dancers to move so wonderfully unified, and that takes a lot of practice, a lot of training.
Oh, the artists are just marvelous. Their technique is just so clean and so exciting. They're just very strong dancers, andThe precision was wonderful.
I love the way they use their hands, and it's just very nice. And here I love how they work with the heel first, and very slowly. It's very, very nice.
我们毯子功和那个大跳和那个劈腿跳和那个还有那个倒贴自行关和那个反腿跳，它的旋转都非常的，就是说高标准，就是水平相当高，达到世界一流的水平。
You know, we're both struck very much by the inner beauty. Because as dancers, we know it's not just technique, it's what you bring from inside.
他不用任何一个字，他透过音乐，透过肢体语言，透过我们的神情思想，把心灵的世界带出来，让我们会众在现场的所有的观众们， 靠一个字就能够知道舞台上所展现出来的风格和色彩，那就是我们的艺术最高的价值，不用言语而用心灵的生命，我非常的欣赏。
中西合璧的交响乐队现场伴奏则是神韵演出的另一大特色。整台晚会的音乐或华美壮丽，或欢快活泼，或催人泪下，或轻柔婉转，西方交响乐的宏大气势与中国民间乐器的细腻悠远完美结合，让音乐家们也如痴如醉。
It's beautiful. And all of them, the percussion, whatever those little horn, you know, the wind instruments and the string instruments, I would have to see them to be able to tell the difference, but they all sounded great and they blended really well. The orchestration, whoever wrote that music, you know, blended them nicely.
The arranger is genius. How to make the combination between the both.
这个可不是一般水平，我觉得这个指挥还那么年轻，让我感觉惊讶，我觉得太棒了，真的。美国人很多都很懂音乐，他们从小都受这个音乐训练，他们都跟我说哇，他们很惊讶，真的。
Because it's very difficult to have a full troop of dancers and a full orchestra and to have them all perform together so perfectly.
It's so interesting that they're combining history and the arts and the dance and the music. It's really quite fascinating.
舞台剧常受困于道具、场景和舞台时空的局限，而神韵艺术团则凭借高科技的三维动画天幕设计，综合考虑了舞蹈艺术家的服饰、灯光、故事情节乃至音乐、音响效果，令观众产生身临其境的感觉。
The event itself was spectacular. The background, I haven't seen the use of the animated projection background. I thought that really added to a lot of the stories.
For example, in Flowing Sheets, if you lookAnd if you're just not paying attention a whole lot, it just looks like a set background. But then if you pay attention a little bit, you see the wind blowing across the water.
This seemed to be very well done. It seemed to be very serene, beautiful images projected onto the stage, but in a large format.
The backdrop, the screen, just was beyond all beyond. I mean, it was really magnificent the way that... The spirituality floated from the screen down into the human form and then was again sort of articulated back out. It was really very, very powerful.
神韵的服装、事物与道具均为原创和手工制作，在面料的选取和细节的设计上极为考究，随着演员的舞动产生令人惊叹的色彩和视觉效果。
First thing that hit me was, wow.Look at the costumes, look at the dancers, like I've never seen anything like this. And then it went on. They're leading me by the hand, showing me things that I didn't even know existed.
It's like how God has made the flowers. And you know, they have so many different colors that no one can have colors like God have made them. And that's what we saw in the attire.Of the dancers.
Well, it's very well organized. It's very good technique. They're excellent dancers, lovely ensemble, beautiful work with the fans, with everything.
So it's just the fan and the silk, you know, quivering, so it's really beautiful, and everything that they do is gorgeous. And then at the end, when it turns into a blossom, I'm like, oh, I need to buy like 100 of them.
You just don't even know what to watch because there's so much going on, and it's just incredible.
Very impressed with the costumes. They're just beautiful, breathtaking. The very first scene, I mean, everybody gasped.
I understand the costumes are all handmade. They're absolutely gorgeous. And I think that it is time well spent.
When I walked in, I looked at all the lighting and I thought, oh, I love this. This is very nice, very well lit. The production values are very nice, very, very nice, top rate.
I'm really quite impressed by the number of, you know, performers and the costume changes and how much activity is happening on stage and how it flows so smoothly. It's really quite a feat. I think they're really doing a wonderful job.
Never even looked at my watch, not even once. I just was carried away by the whole show. I don't know. It's just something magical about that show.
许多观众看过神韵演出后才发现， 神韵所展示的才是纯正中华文化的精华，即使在中国大陆也无法见到。
I was in China this summer, and I see more Chinese culture at this show than I saw in China.
You know, our version of what we see of the cultures and such is all on television, and some of that's good, some of that's bad. And this really brings an art form to it, and a lot that we would never see if the Divine had not put it out the show on.
All China is inclusive, and it comes out because of Divine Performing Arts.You bring in all parts of China, although there's variations throughout your country. You include everybody.
Oh, it's ethereal, I think is the best way to, it's absolutely beautiful. And the lovely thing is you don't have to speak a word of Chinese to appreciate the beauty and the artistic form. I just love it.
它真的是很喜庆，让你感觉到心情非常好，然后又看到很多关于中国的东西，然后很多服装，包括有很多的少数民族，蒙古族、彝族，还有藏族，所以很多这些民族不同的文化、不同的 style 全部展现在一个舞台上，我觉得非常美。
场内的观众大多数都是美国的主流人士，那这代表着什么？这代表着我们中华五千年的文化在我们神韵舞团的表演之下吸引了相当多的美国人士来观赏，这一点是非常了不得的成就。
我现在把小孩子带了，就是我觉得他们接触到中国文化，因为他们在这边生长的，没有接触到中国文化嘛，我想让他们有这个机会看看这个，说说你看看什么其他的新闻联播那些根本看不到中国的文化，对不对？就是我觉得这个是舞蹈啊，我觉得他们很好，对他们非常好的教育。
神韵的演出复兴了中华文化的精神，再现了人类最高尚的品德，赋予人心灵净化与提升的力量。每一场都有许多观众被感动的落泪，这在现代的创作演出中是绝无仅有的。
I liked the family dance where the father was killed. I thought that came across, the emotion for that was very strong. The dancers related to the audience, or the audience to the dancers very strongly. That was very well done.
一种震撼的感觉，觉得好美。好美，我觉得光用美字好像不能完全表达那个意思，我觉得那种震撼，发自心灵的震撼，每个节目都很好，那还是就是那个被迫害致死的那个，我觉得很感动，那我都有哭，
我是哭着看完那个舞蹈的，我觉得如果能够舞蹈能够让人感动的流泪，那是很不错的，很珍贵的，而且我觉得整场舞蹈是一种非常好的美的享受，在当今这个时代，不多见。
希望这台演出能够回到咱们自己国家的舞台上去表演。我希望这有这一天，我相信也会有这一天。
在这里，观众可以感受到天国世界的辉煌壮丽，神的慈悲庄严，也会看到现实中人性对神坚贞的追随和面对迫害时大善大忍的精神。这场演出带给人光明与希望。
It was something that we can all understand, and it was it really pulled at my heartstrings because I know the feelings that were there, and there is hope at the end that there's always a better place to be.
Breathtaking, very inspiring. It was a good reminder that we are basically spiritual beings, eternal in nature, and it's time to get back to.Our true essence.
For me, I'm sitting there going, oh, that's right, I have to remember. I am a spiritual person, that there's a heaven and that there's more, and that I'm connected to like the angels and the spiritual beings, and that's there and that lives forever. So it's a nice way to start the new year.
种境界啊，这个境界就是中国这个五千年来形成的文化，一些个精髓啊，通过音乐舞蹈的形式表现出来。那么不光是体验一些中国文化上的一些个事实了啊，更体验一种精神，使你沉浸下去呢，感觉到精神获得一种升华。
In this, there's so much history and so much culture behind all of this family, generations upon generations of families who have these stories and they're telling them and sharing them with the world, and you can feel the centuries behind it all. It's pretty amazing. It really is.
神韵正在走向世界。今年的演出还将走遍欧洲、亚洲和澳洲，将在全球上演300多场。一场文化的盛典闪耀在世界各个角落，愿您能跟随他们的脚步，亲身领略让艺术大师们赞叹不已、感动不已的演出，融入那5000年的辉煌文明与天国世界的祥光瑞霭之中。
Absolutely fascinating. It's exhilarating, very captivating. I absolutely love it.
It's magnificent. I would like to see it again. I would highly recommend anyone and everyone to come and see the show.
This was a good way to end the year of, you know, with this beautiful dance and the singing and that. Is, you know, it just does my heart good.
And what a way to start the new year. My God, was precious, very precious. And Buddha is a master. He's wonderful. And Happy New Year to everybody. And this is a wonderful show, and everybody should see this. Everybody.
It was flawless. It was a lot of talent, almost intimidating. I mean, I was...thinking, wow, you know, they just sang so beautifully, and it just was so touching. I was never really an opera fan, but today, I will tell you, yes, I was very impressed, and I will see it again. I enjoy it.
And I enjoy every minute of it. And from now on, every year, the Cena will be here, okay?
I was absolutely taken. The music, it just kept going. The colors are flashing in front of me.It's a must. I think this program should be really shown to almost any media that's possible, any area.
Best film I've ever seen. It really was.
This is the best
film I've ever seen.
神韵巡回艺术团的下一站将于1月3日。
丝毫感觉不到这一个节气的气氛，我之外，观众还感受到了一个特别的信息：
叫男高音歌唱家原曲加唱一首，
非常暴雨热烈的掌声和掌声。